All right, that's enough for that. Welcome back. This is Telebendigo Home. We're talking about the scientifically proven best music of 2015. The scientists, the panel, has reviewed these choices. There have been various experiments conducted, and it's been scientifically proven. This is science, people, that this is the best music of 2015. How can you argue with science? You can't. That's how. So we're glad to enlighten you. You may have seen other lists out there, and we admire those people for their creativity, determination, their spunk, their zeal, their efforts. We admire them. But this is science. This is actual peer-reviewed, scientifically proven stuff, folks. And I'm glad you found your way. A couple of records now. We talked about these records last week, it's true. They are some of the. If I'm going to talk about purely songwriting, well, I love the Brock Zeman and the Mike June as far as songwriting, that's for sure. But probably two of the best lyricists in the world right now. We're going to hear songs from two albums that you're seeing all over. If you're looking at your Americana lists of the best albums of 2015, there's two of them that appear on all the good ones anyway, and. You know, neither one of these records, I don't think, are the favorite records from either of these particular artists, but they both contain such strong, strong writing. There's really nothing we could do about it. So we'll play them for you. First up, all the way from Austin, Texas, here's Cranky James McMurtry from a great record called Complicated Game. Listening to Telebendigo Home.
I got a cup of black coffee so I don't get lazy. I got a rattle in the dashboard driving me crazy. And if I hit it with a fist, it'll quit for a little while. Gonna have to stop and take a piss in another mile. Headed into town, gonna meet you at the mercantile. Take you to the sun, it gets you grinning like a crocodile. I got a hole in the floorboard sucking in fumes. I leave the hitchhiker standing cause I hadn't got room. Well, he looked kinda scary so I didn't like him anyway. Could have been a con from the state prison runaway anyway. Probably hadn't showered in a couple days. No one but a fool would have given him the time of day. Yeah. Just listen close, I'll tell you. Anywhere around. And I'm smoking into town like a Molotov cocktail. Rag in the gas cap, flapping loose, never fail. Cell phones down cause he didn't get the checker mail. How am I gonna find you now? How am I gonna find you now? Got a blade in your pocket and a rag in your belt loop. Guys is hovering around the bar like gulls on the ocean. At the end of your shift, just in case you got the notion, watch you washing all the glassware and poetry in motion. I'd have roped the moon for you. How am I gonna find you now? Pressure pill with a Red Bull. Hit the city limits. sign and I'm blind and I'm seeing red. You're a real tire on the right rear, throwing treads. Y'all see the x-ray to see running in my head. Big as a baby's arm. How am I gonna find you now? How am I gonna find you now? This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. And this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. And this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames. You see yourself floating on the ceiling. And this is how you help her when her heart stops beating. What happened to the party? You didn't notice every changing wind. And this is how you talk to her when no one else is listening. And this is how you help her when the muse goes missing. You vanish so she can go drowning.
I'm tired of
Heaven knows we hurt for a quick remedy. Step with me now, don't go adrift. Stay close so we can start to fix the broken bridge that lies ahead and save ourselves again. I'm tired of the end.
This is Brock Zeman, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
A short time and you're dead so long, and you gotta do something, keep the blood flowing to your heart, even something foolish like walking in the dark. Ah, he's a good dog, best there's ever been, and I've had me some good ones, just not like him. He don't tear up my furniture, he don't chase down cars. He's just happy to be here with me in the dark. up this habit some time ago when my lady, she left me for Toronto. You know I miss her madly, but I love these stars, and she loves them city lights, and I love the dark. Once in a while there's a falling star, but no UFOs. People are scared of some lunatic waiting round to cut them all apart. Well, let them all stay inside then, cause I'm walking in the dark. Cut off one of your senses, the others pick up the slack. Just heard a cricket clear his throat, smelt the dust off a moth's back. You can feel the moon's heartbeat, you can taste the fog. You see things so clearly out here in the dark. Well, you see my shadow, see how it follows me, like a black and white sketch of the man I wanna be. Looks like he could level mountains with a twist of his arm. For now he's dancing in an hour, the moonlight in the dark. It's all mirrors and smoke. No matter what you've been reading, no matter what you were told, we're all just pops and hisses, trying to make a mark, bumping into each other, walking in the dark. Well, I'm walking in the dark. I'm walking in the dark. I'm walking in the dark.
Zeman there with a song that he's been playing live for years, and finally get a recording of that, and it's a great one on his new record, pulling your sword out of the devil's back. That's Brock Zeman, and before that, the title track to the new album from the Sweet Alibi, also Walking in the Dark. Now they're buddies, the Sweet Alibi and Zeman, they're buddies, and is that a coincidence? Did one borrow from the other? I don't know. Seemed a little weird to me, but a lot of things do. What do I know? But there you go. That is Zeman with the number one record of the year and tied for number nine with the Sweet Alibi there. I sure do like that record. It's a lot of fun to listen to, you know? It's just, it sounds great and it's fun. Not the deepest record in the world. But it's good, and you know it's great Winnipeg music. So how can we not celebrate that? Tied with that one is the album from Leaf Rapids, Lucky Stars, produced by Steve Dawson. We heard Healing Feeling. Now, to be honest with you, I prefer the live version. Remember the live version they did live here at the studio across the hall for Pledgerama last year? Holy cow! The recorded version it's a little bit slower, a little bit more reserved. Fits into the record better than the other one would, I think. But you know, there was just something about that energy, that live one. But what a great song and what a great record. And pleased to have that in there. The Science recognized that that is a fine, fine record, tied at number 9. J.P. Ho in there with a song called Danger from his album Hideaway. And it's just another a masterful record from J.P. You just you can't go wrong with this guy. He's just gotten to be such a great writer, and his records sound so good. That one produced by Rusty Mattias. And man, oh man, is it a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's in there as well. And we also heard something from Jason Isbell from the album Something More Than Free. We heard Weird 24 Frames, and McMurtry kicked us off How Am I Gonna Find You Now from Complicated Game. How you doing over there, Jer? You wanna talk about anything? No. He's got a little grumpy, so we plugged him in. And it's become a little bit more relaxed in here, I guess. By the way, once again, I always tell you this, but I guess I haven't much today. If you got favorites from the year, you got a question, you got something to suggest to 204-269-8636-269 UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. And here's one. I will mention that the one album that I listened to a lot that I would like to put on the list, but I just felt like I don't know if I could. I don't typically put covers records on a best of the year list. That Ryan Adams record sure was fun, but it's all Taylor Swift songs, and it seemed like a bit of a publicity stunt. I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, but it is sure fun to listen to. There's no doubt about that. I also don't tend to put live albums on a list unless it's something special. This one definitely is something special, but didn't put it on the list just because it's all material that we've got in other places. It sure is a great, great show and a great, great recording, though. And definitely a highlight of the year was having this lady come back to town after many, many years to perform a couple of house concerts, and we sure did have fun. Here's something from the live record from this year by our good friend Jess Klein. This is something from the album Bootleg. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Falling in line. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Beth Klein, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I've loved strangers, dives, deals and dangers, searching for my own little piece from countryside to the slick city streets. And I miss my hometown, been high and low down, learned every which way of the game, how some things do and some don't change. It's safe to say that I'm still crazy over you. Your love, it gets me through when I'm stuck in life's crazy glue. And ain't it funny how a little thunder can make a man start to wonder, should he swim or just go under? Funny how you learn to pray when your blue skies turn gray, when there's nothing left to say. Shine on rainy day. Said, boy, you sound so lonely. All these cheating, leaving, done me wrongs. Have you ever heard of a happy song? Offended, I set down my glass, smiled and let the moment pass. Tabs on me if you think I'm lying. Laughing ain't a pleasure till you know about crying. Ain't it funny how a make a man start to wonder, should he swim or just go under? And ain't it funny how you learn to pray when your blue skies turn gray, when there's nothing left to say? Shine on rainy day.
My that marquee. Oh, I want to see it aglow. But I'd give it all up, let it all be, if I could write a song as beautiful as you are to me. And I wanted to tell you that I loved you, but the words were hard to say. Breath that they needed, you had taken away. So won't you give it back to me? Won't you just let me speak? Won't you give it back to me? I tell you how you made.
Yeah, I'm going to talk. That's what I'm going to do. It's that was John Ward Hanum. I was about to push the button for the next song, and then I realized that's not the next song. That was John Ward Hanum from his new album, Love Lives On. That was Write Me Back In, produced by Leroy Steger. Once again, a very, very strong record from John Ward Hanum. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Probably deserves a spot on the top 10 list now that I think about it. But, you know, it's science. You can't argue with science. We heard Andrew Combs in there from his album All These Dreams. We heard the Rainy Day song. So much nice stuff on that Combs record. But I hadn't listened to it in a long while. And when I looked at the back of the record, I couldn't really place any of the songs. They're all good. They're all nice. But none of them jump out at me. And I don't know. It didn't seem as memorable. Certainly as his last record, anyway. And Jess Klein in there, we heard Shauna Lee off her fine live record from this year, Bootleg. Here's one that I just discovered today. Didn't really know that it existed, in fact, until very, very recently. It actually came out early on in 2015, but I guess, I don't know whether he's not particularly proud of this one or what, but I didn't really see too much talk about it, which is too bad because it's fine. It's actually a collaboration record. An American / Danish collaboration, and an interesting record at that. The record is called Mother Tongue, and it is a collaboration between Danish band The Sentimentals and from the United States, Jonathan Bird. Here's one off that.
Love is the law, love is not ruled by laws. Love is the law, love is not ruled by laws. The holy fire burning in your heart can't be divided like light. Love is the law, love is not ruled by laws. All is enough, less is not love at all. The law is just, despite every rise and fall. The king is dead, long live the king. What can we give him who has everything? All is enough, less is not love. Love is the law. Love is the law. You can't run and you can't hide. Oh, the blackest fruit has a seed is the law. Love is not ruled by laws. All is enough. There is no higher call. Every light shines from a single flame, and you shall love is heaven. Enough, there is no higher call. Love is the law. Love is the law.
with you.
That there is Chris Trapper. He had a fine record this year, Symphonies of Dirt and Dust. That was Everything is Possible. Before that, Love is the Law from Jonathan Bird and the Sentimentals from the Mother Tongue. That almost does it for us. Boy, oh boy. It's coming up on 4 o'clock, Jer. Time to head out of here. Tomorrow you get to go back to school. Are you looking forward to seeing your friends? Your teacher? Yeah, uh-huh. And then you start swimming the next day. You excited about... Uh-huh. Okay. Never mind. Oh, boy. thanks for being here, everybody. And thanks, Jer. If you do have a top 10 list or a top whatever list of the year, please send it in. A couple of people have chimed in on Facebook. Appreciate that. You can certainly do that as well. Or send it to me, Jeff, at tellthebandtogohome.com. And I'd love to see what you like this in 2015. Lots more good stuff to come in 2016 for sure. Absolutely. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com later on. I'll post that top 10 list, as well as some of my favorite shows of the year and some other stuff. Hopefully I'll get around to that tonight. And stick around. I'm going to spare you from hearing the same Sunday drive that you've been hearing every week for the past two or three months. And I'm going to put a whole bunch of good songs on for you. And, well, it's going to be good music. That's all I can tell you coming up after 4 o'clock. We'll kick it off with a great Leuven Brothers cover in honor of the bluegrassiness of the next hour. Anything else to say, Jerry? You done?
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay. I think the joy of coming on the radio has dissipated somewhat. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Still About the Radio. And the next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home and all your favorite shows. The holiday lockdown is over as of tomorrow, so our regular schedule resumes tomorrow. But thanks for being here, everybody. Happy New Year.